This is In the Moment. I'm Steve Swemke in for Lori Walsh. The Singing Dough Workshop is back for a second straight year after popular demand. Singing Dough presents a safe and empowering space for musicians and songwriters of diverse backgrounds and genres. Singing Dough is a free event and it begins later today at the Dahl Arts Center in Rapid City. We're pleased to have the creator of this one-of-a-kind event, singer-songwriter Anna Robbins, joins us by phone this morning. Anna, welcome back to In the Moment.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. And Tiana Spotted Thunder is also a vital part of this team, and she's also joining us this morning by phone. Tiana, welcome to the program. It's nice to have you with us.
Oh, great. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, well, I want to thank you, first of all. I know we had to make a little bit of an adjustment because our original plan this week was to have you both in for individual moment and sound segments, but we've had an issue with some equipment in Rapid City, so we will do that at a later time. But I'm so glad that you could join us both by phone this morning to talk about the Singing Dough Workshop. Anna, what made last year's event so successful that you had women asking for another event this year?
I think it was so successful because this was something new and there were people in our community who wanted to see it happen. Musicians, songwriters, women and, you know, men, children, everyone saw the value of what we were doing. And so we thought we should keep that up.
Yeah. What will make this year's event different from last year's event?
We've pretty much doubled what we are offering this year. Tonight we have an open mic followed by a informal social where people can network. And then tomorrow we have two additional workshops and, of course, our showcase in the evening. So we're very excited to offer even more than what we did last year.
Should mention, too, tonight's events get underway, I believe, at 5:30 at the Dahl Arts Center. Is that correct?
Yes, we'll be in the downstairs cafe area for an open mic.
Okay. And then on Saturday, tomorrow, you begin at Racing Magpie at 10. Is that right?
Yes, we begin at 10 a.m. with a songwriting workshop, and then it just gets better from there.
Sounds good. And then over to Harriet and Oak for a lot of music, it sounds like. This is an event that works to empower musicians and songwriters. Tiana, tell me about your experience last year and about the empowerment and how the workshop has enhanced what you do in the arts community.
Well, due to the fact that I've been out of the loop for performing for so long, I've only been going to powwows and doing cultural stuff and also going to school. It kind of shocked me to, you know, the feelings I felt being around, you know, so many powerful women in music, you know, in the area that I didn't even know. It was so awesome to meet so many people and network and, you know, create opportunities with myself and others for, you know, expanding, you know, philanthropy and, you know, expanding cultural education in the Black Hills. And I was a part of a panel which happened on that Saturday afternoon before the showcase. And I really felt like comfortable to express myself, especially as a Native American woman here in the Black Hills. And also, you know, I spoke a bit about my disability as having Asperger's syndrome and growing up with that and how I overcame that with music. Mm. And I just really enjoyed the opportunity to express myself comfortably and feel all the support and being able to support other women in music in the area and hear their stories and, you know, get to listen to their music and really enjoy it. I felt very nervous being a Native American woman who sang Native American songs at such an event that wasn't very in an environment that isn't very accommodating for that, but I figured, you know, why the heck not, you know, just be brave, go out there and, you know, do your thing, you know. I even got to do a cover song with Anna and put my own spin on it, you know, and with Lakota lyrics. So that was very appealing to the audience. And I was surprised the reaction I got from the audience for even my Native American songs. I really felt appreciated that night at the showcase when I performed. And it really intrigued me to, keep being involved and keep, speaking out about Singing Doe and, what it had to offer to me and, pass that along to others. So I took on that opportunity to be a part of the team for this year's event.
Sounds like everybody walked away with a positive experience based on what you're telling me from last year's event. Tiana, how long have you been writing and recording and performing your music, and what originally attracted you to that art?
I started making songs when I was 17 years old. I attended a workshop down on the Pine Ridge Reservation called Independence Through Music, and it really inspired me to get my start in music. I sang for quite a few years before then, and I didn't think that making music was anything that I had intended to pursue, but following the workshop, I felt like I had all the skills and connections that I needed to at least get started. So I started writing my songs and using my poetry skills from high school. I love doing poetry, and I use that to help write my songs, and just the cultural aspect of knowing melodies and all of that really meshed well together. So working really hard on that and recording all throughout my first year of college, I was able to save up to release my first CD, Sunrise to Sunset, in the spring of 2012. So from then on, I would promote my music by going to powwows and round dances and traveling and showing my music to different Native radio stations and getting my music played on those, and just through social media and YouTube, things like that. It really helped me to get my start, and from then on, I continued to make music, and now I am recording my second album. So I plan to release that sometime this spring, I'm hoping. And my music is more about empowering women and making songs in my language to promote culture and pride and strength for our women.
Sure. As we said, we were hoping that we were going to be able to have some live music with you this week. We are, by the way, talking with Tiana Spotted Thunder and Anna Robbins from the Singing Doe Workshop, which takes place tonight and tomorrow in Rapid City. In lieu of that, Tiana, we do have one of your songs that you forwarded to us, and it's called Sunrise. Let's hear that right now, and then when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about that, and we'll rejoin Anna as well. But again, right now, this is Sunrise by our guest, Tiana Spotted Thunder.
Sunrise. shines for you.
Oh, how I miss our time together. Can't wait till you get home. Hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh. Hey, oh, hey.
And once again, Sunrise by Tiana Spotted Thunder. Tiana, thank you for letting us share that. Would you come back down the road a few weeks when you're close to releasing your music?
Sure. I'd love to.
We would love to have you back. I want to get back to Anna here. Anna Robbins, of course, the creator of Singing Dough Workshop. There's more to Singing Dough than just music. You'll visit about entrepreneurial skills and financial management. Can you detail that part of the workshop?
Absolutely. There are aspects to being a career musician, or even if you don't think of it as a career, but you're making money as a musician, there's things that apply that we wouldn't necessarily think of. Because oftentimes, the way people get into playing music, where they're gigging and getting paid for shows and stuff like that, they don't set out with a business plan like a lot of businesses. But it's often seen that way once they start making more money. And so we are trying to offer more education to inform those who are making money in music of what their responsibilities are, because there's laws and taxes involved that they may not know. I mean, it's really hard to seek out that kind of information when you're, you know, a young musician who's been playing guitar. Someone hears it and they're like, oh, that sounds great. Would you come play at my bar or play at my church or play at my wedding? And they get paid for that. But they don't realize, you know, as that starts snowballing into more gigs and more shows and more appearances, that that then becomes a career. And with that, as I said, responsibilities. So while this information doesn't usually reach our music demographic, we are trying to educate them on what those responsibilities are. So, for instance, this weekend we are offering a workshop where we have an agent from the Department of Revenue come in, and she's presenting on our local laws that pertain to performers. So how to get a license, and then what tax laws apply to them, and how to report those taxes, and you know, do it all above board. Because I know there's a lot of musicians out there who don't realize that this is something they need to do. And we just want to help them, you know, come to that realization so they don't get in trouble later down the road.
Yeah, and in the position of new artists or young artists, a lot of times you can't afford to have that manager that handles all that stuff. So it's nice to have those talents to your own. Anna, tell us who the lineup is of scheduled performers at Singing Dough this year.
Absolutely. For the showcase, we have five great artists who are all volunteering their time. That's something I'd really, just for a moment, like to point out, that everyone who's involved this weekend is volunteering their time, their space, their equipment. So this would not happen without their dedication, and we really appreciate that. So the artists who are volunteering their talents Saturday night for the showcase are Tiffany Johnson, who is our youth feature and also our pop feature. We try to get artists from different genres to show the diversity of backgrounds, but also the diversity of music in our area. So we have a pop feature, and then following that, we have Katie Dwyer from Pierre, South Dakota, coming in, and she is a singer-songwriter. And then following that, we have Davidica, who is alternate grunge, as she told me, and is from Pine Ridge. And I believe she's playing with, if I understood correctly, she's singing with her daughter, which is pretty cool.
Oh, okay.
We can't wait to hear her. And then following that, we have a local legend, Marnie Cook, playing, who is our folk/rock feature. And then our headliner, which is Kim and the Cue Balls, and they play classic country and country rock and that kind of stuff. So
yeah. Is that Kimberly Bachman? Is that right?
No, this is Kim Plunder.
Oh, okay, okay. Sounds good.
It
sounds
also like great country music.
Yeah, yeah. It sounds like a fantastic lineup. And like you said, there's a lot of diversity, and it crosses over several different genres there. What about website and Facebook for more information? Where can people go to look?
We have a brand spanking new website. We'd love people to check out. It's just singingdoe.com. And it has our team information, our event information, bios on the artists involved this year, as well as a link to a private Facebook group for the women who come to Sing and Go. They can then join that group and continue those conversations and those connections that they make at Sing and Go once the event's over.
All
and
right.
Then on our Facebook page, it's just, if you just search Sing and Go Workshop and Showcase, it should pop up.
All right. Anna, I enjoy your work as well. Yesterday we played South Dakota Sun. That's such a very nice song. And we're going to leave with one of your songs today. We'll close the segment with that. But Anna, thank you so much. Good luck with the workshop again this year. And Tiana, we want to thank you as well for joining us.
Yeah, it was awesome. Thank you for having me.
You bet.
Yeah.
Well, we'll welcome
Thanks
you both back.
Us.
You bet. You're both welcome back for a moment in sound, and we'll talk about that. As we promised, here is a song from Anna Robbins, and this is A Girl's Gotta Be Goofy.
Gotta be goofy. A girl's gotta be proud to sing her song. Ain't no one gonna tell her she belongs. gotta be goofy. A girl's gotta be proud to sing her song. Ain't no gonna tell her where she belongs. Yeah, yeah. A girl's gotta be zany. A girl's gotta be the clown of her own show. And have left the darkness on her own. Yeah, yeah. A girl's gotta be goofy. Yes. A girl's gotta be goofy.
Once again, Anna Robbins, creator of the Singing Dough Workshop, A Girl's Gotta Be Goofy. Singing Dough Workshop begins at 5:30 this afternoon at the Dahl Art Center and goes Saturday at 10 a.m. local time at Racing Magpie, and then to Harriet and Oak in Rapid City tomorrow at 6 p.m.